Morning, Mike.
Morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Certainly a great start to the season for your team. A 34-24 win, conference win on the road over a good Campbell team. Just talk to me about what you liked about your team's effort.
Yeah, I thought we played well, particularly, you know, late second quarter, second half. You know, Coach Minter has assembled a team that is very, very talented team. You know, when you have the amount of transfer portal guys that are playing, that changes your team. They're big, probably, you know, the biggest two tackles that we played against in a long, long time. Athletic, fast, you know, a very well coached football team that, you know, they were tough. And so, you know, it was a battle there for a while, but then, you know, I think our leadership and things like that started to take over. And, you know, we look at the time of possession and our third down percentages in terms of those things start separating us from, you know, from taking that lead and then hanging on to it and being productive. So tough football game. They're going to be a good, really, really good team. You know, they got really good players. So but we were fortunate to go on the road. And get a win, and you know, now look forward to playing our next one.
First question this morning from Dave Johnson. Good morning, Dave.
Morning, Rob. How you doing, Mike?
Morning.
Obviously, Hollis on the field can give you a lot of options with what you do on offense. I'm curious about the relationship that he and Darius have developed over the years. Obviously, a situation like that has been known to tear teams apart, but it obviously did nothing like that with you guys. Can you talk about how Hollis has handled his situation and just how he and Darius have developed a very good friendship?
Yeah, you know, Dave, it's been great to watch Hollis's maturation process. Came in as a quarterback. He dealt with, you know, an injury to his shoulder, got better. And then recognize, hey, listen, coach, I want to help the team win any kind of way. I'll play any position. I'll do anything that you need. And then the relationship between he and Darius has grown over time because they started out both playing the same position. But then, again, we talk about the self-assist that he has. He's one of our leaders. He's a very highly emotional but also at the same time athletic player. And so us finding opportunities for him, you know, to do things with the ball in his hand, critically important. He can throw now, but he can catch and he can run, and he provides a level of athleticism that allows us to, you know, to create challenges on the perimeter, from behind the center or in the backfield. And so again, I can't say enough things about just the way he's embraced being a guy that could play whatever role that there is for us to be successful.
Okay. Next question from Kyle Kenton. Go ahead, Kyle.
Coach, with the defense, you know, Campbell has that opening drive where they're pretty effective and get down the end zone, but it seems like for the rest of the game, especially in the second half, the defense really buckled down. And how heartening is it to see those sort of adjustments made right immediately in sort of game one?
I thought it was, you know, it's the great effort that Coach Dowling, you know, and Coach Revel, our co-coordinators, you know, put together, but also the talent or the personnel that's on the field. And so have a guy like John Pius and Nate Lynn, you know, Sammy Sorrentis, you know, our linebackers, Zay Jones, they did a great job of adjusting to, you know, the scheme. Campbell has a very good athletic running quarterback. And as I said, their offensive line is pretty physical, but we were able to do some things with movement and with just straight up playing, you know, just playing, you know, 3-4 D line technique, and coverages and linebacker filling the gaps, hustle to the ball. Those things started to become, you know, what the calling card was needed for. And so I thought as the game went on, and as we said, particularly that second quarter, second half, third quarter, fourth quarter, we limited the amount of opportunities in the air and on the ground. So they did a great job.
And then on offense with Bronson, you know, when he came in and was kind of a guy that you could use in special silly situations in the Wildcat. Now he's just this sort of every down between the tackles rusher is going to run guys over and that kind of thing. What's it been like seeing, firsthand Bronson's evolution as a player?
Yeah, again, another guy, with Bronson being a guy that's a selfless leader, that I haven't been around too many players that after initial contact, he still falls forward, gets a couple extra yards. He's hard to bring down, very tough, rugged, tenacious, one of our leaders, and the ability to, put him back there and do the Wildcat. It just creates that extra runner with the extra blocker that's in front for him. He's done a great job. He came in, as a guy that was also returning kickoffs. If you remember, I believe his first or second year, became an All-American as a kickoff returner. And he's evolved in so many ways, through leadership, through demonstrated performance on the field, that he's become, quite a special individual, a great player for us and a great leader.
Mike, your next question from John O'Connor. Go ahead, John.
Coach London, how has the home field advantage evolved at William and Mary since you've been there? The Tribe opening its home schedule Saturday against Wofford.
It's like everything, when you first come in a program or take over a program, you want things to evolve and get better. And I think over the course of the years that we've been here, we've always improved, from the very beginning to where we are coming out of last season to now going into another home game opportunity, our first home game. Our ticket sales and the students that come and support the team, our local community, families, friends, football alum, it's been outstanding. And to watch the atmosphere continue to grow and the interest and things like that, John, has been something that our players feed off of. And so I think that's important, to have a representative group when you're playing at home that are supporting you. And we're looking forward to that for our first home game here. Looking for a big crowd from our students, from our people that support our, our program, the community, family, and football alum. It's been really neat to watch because, we've grown as a program, but also we've grown a fan base that that supports us.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, John.
Mike, you touched on Bronson Yoder tonight, which was great, but Malachi Emo and Martin Lucas both also got a lot of snaps. Not only did they contribute in the running game, but I think Malachi led you in receiving yards, and Martin Lucas had that huge catch in the fourth quarter to kind of put the game away. Just talk about their play in so many ways, not only as runners, but receivers.
Yeah, both of them have done an outstanding job at just taking the roles that Coach Taylor and the staff has put together for him, tackling Malachi in space. He's one of the fastest guys on our team. Martin is a big, tough, rugged running back, but he also not just blocks, he can run the balls, we saw, and he can catch. And so when you have the dynamics of those two added with Bronson Yoder, added with Hollis being able to play all different kind of positions, and a mobile quarterback like Darius, then we want to challenge defenses, on the perimeter. We want to challenge him with the inside run, with the wide zone, with our gap schemes, zone schemes. And each one of them has a kind of a fit of what they do. And we just try to accentuate what they do with their skills, and hopefully leads us to opportunities to be successful on the field.
As you talked about Wofford coming to Williamsburg on Saturday, as you've started to look at Wofford a little bit, what are some of the challenges they present for your team?
Yeah, first of all, Coach Watson has been an outstanding football coach, all the years he's been doing this. They have a team that they'll spread you out. They will attack you vertically, horizontally, make you defend, the edges perimeter wise. They got guys that run to the ball on defense, that they just play good football. I know that this is another opportunity for them to get better when you're coming off playing an FBS team like Pittsburgh that they just finished. It's an opportunity to get back to playing an FCS opponent. These kids are hungry. Our guys are hungry, and we look forward to the challenge for them, coming up here to Waynesburg to play us. But I look forward to being a good game. But we're excited about our first home game here, so our fans, our people, our family can come see us.
All right, Mike, thanks so much for time here this morning. Good luck on Saturday against Wofford, and we'll talk again next Monday.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it.
Thank you.